I don't think it is, but that totally depends on the context. So for example, I think for now, I don't think East Africa has gotten to the level where solo producers can get somewhere. So it's sort of like people move further by sort of banding up together and releasing under one name. So it packs more of a punch because then you have more of a diverse sound and people are more curious to hear what these labels are putting out. But I feel like in Europe and China and in other continents and countries, I think it's a bit easier for people to sort of just put out their own material and they have more opportunities to play in clubs and spread the... So it really depends on the context. So whatever someone feels is the right path to take, whether it's a label or solo, it's all good.